Well, Boise, we say it with a harder S.
Okay. When you get to a city and they have a special way of saying something, there's about 40% of them, they lay in the bushes waiting for you. In Pennsylvania, you say, "I'm happy to be here in Lancaster." Boo! No, we don't say Lancaster. We say Lancaster. So let me say Boise. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mr. Cosby, I've been bragging for weeks. I get to talk to Bill Cosby, and everyone of a certain age says something similar. My parents, my mother-in-law, all immediately start talking about their favorite routines. There's Noah, the dentist, but you don't do the classics. After 5 decades of touring, you're still doing new material.
Yes, sir. There's a shoe that's called a saddle shoe. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I think I had a pair when I was a kid.
That's exactly it. That's what I'm like. He said, "Bill Cosby." "Oh yeah, I used to have a pair of those when I was a kid." And everybody in the world, and especially the United States of America, had some kind of Bill Cosby something in whatever the age is, and I have to keep changing because I'm a writer. Secondly, a writer performer. So the fun for me is the commitment to growth. And I have often winced watching another comedian and knowing that you could actually tell time by whatever routine that person was doing.
You're 74 years old, is that right?
All day.
Do you ever get tired of working? Do you ever say, "I don't need to do this anymore, and I'm not going to"?
No.
You're still enjoying going from city to city, standing in front of audiences. You still find passion in that?
It's a form of art, but it is also something that I cannot stop. I can't say to these cells, "All right, we're just going to look at things. There's no more." I can't. There's nothing that I have control over. It is a sin to see something so funny, so smileable, so chattable, and not write it down to give to other people.
Who makes you laugh? Who do you love to watch, to listen to these days?
My wife, the way she can cheat in an argument and consider herself victorious, even though I don't think she won. My children are becoming more humorous as they reach their 40s. And then the grandchildren, who happen to be the children of the people we tried to raise, they don't know they're funny. So I laugh with or at and around their innocence.
How have your own kids turned out?
As they approach 40, they get better looking to me, because I think that 40 is a great age of turning. It takes you 10 years to get out of that, "God, I'm 30. I have to clean up my room because it looks filthy even to me."